You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is sponsored by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. So you want to get started buying wholesale, but you don't quite know how. Well, here to tell us is that Kat Simpson, known on eBay as the Cat's Boutique and the Cat that Sebastian from Bid on Fusion referenced
many times
in his last segment.
Many times.
So let's just change the name of the show today from the eBay radio show to the That Kat Simpson on eBay Who's Talking About Wholesale show. Kat, is buying wholesale a good idea for everyone?
Not for everyone. And I did want to get that out there to begin with. I think that maybe Bid on Fusion, here I'll mention Julian since he mentioned me. I think that might be a good test for some people. But, you know, I've heard so much lately, Griff, from people talking about how eBay's harder for them and they're not having the sales they have. And that's why I wanted to talk today about wholesale, because the eBay of today is not the same as the eBay of 5 years ago or even 2 years ago. So when people talk about they're having trouble with eBay, what I think they might be experiencing is having trouble with trying to do eBay the same way they've always done it.
Ah.
So I wanted to get some people's eyes open, because when I go into Terapeak to look up, you know, a certain competitor or a certain category, there are a lot of people making a lot of money on eBay. So if it's not you, let's look at what else you can do differently to become one of those people. And wholesale buying could be one of those things.
Here's the deal, Kat. If they can do it, we can do it.
That's right.
And people need to get that attitude.
Yes. Absolutely. And you know, Lee, it used to be when you went up to a wholesaler at a trade show or wherever and talked to them about buying their products, they would give you that skeptical, you want to sell on eBay? But it's not that way anymore. Now people are saying, oh, okay, you want to sell on eBay and other place online? Okay, well, let's talk about that. So it's not a big barrier anymore with wholesalers.
Oh, okay.
So what do I need to have in order to qualify to buy wholesale?
Well, you need to think of yourself as a business, like Griff was saying, and each wholesaler will have their own requirements. And certain trade shows that we're going to talk about to get into, you'll need certain things. Bottom line is you're going to have to prove to them that you are a legitimate business. The first piece of paper that will do that is your sales tax license for your state. Most states, this is free. Some states charge you $20 to $50 to get one, but everyone should have one anyway. Because if they don't have a sales tax license, they're paying too much money in sales tax. That's the first thing that almost every wholesaler will require. The next thing some of them will ask you for is, do you have a business license? Now, I live in Podunk, Arkansas, so in my city, I don't have to have a business license. But in some, you do. And some wholesalers will say, do you have a business license? That's the second piece of paper they might look for. Other pieces of paper that they might ask for is, do you have an EIN? An EIN is an employee identification number, and as you can tell, if you don't have employees, you don't have to have one. But it's free to get from the IRS at irs.gov, takes about 5 minutes, and it's a way that you can have a number to use for your business that's not your Social Security number. So you can kind of protect your Social Security number from having it out there, and some wholesalers will ask you for that. So those are the three pieces of paper you might be asked for if you talk to a wholesaler.
And you don't have to be an employer to get that.
No, you can get it absolutely free. And all it really does is give you a number to put on all those forms that ask you for your EIN or your FEIN instead of using your Social Security number. You can always use your Social Security number in place of that on forms, but a lot of people would like to keep that a little bit more private than putting it out there all the over. So go to irs.gov, 5 minutes, and you've got your EIN.
Yeah, okay, well, that makes sense. So we talked with one source of wholesale product in an earlier segment, Bid on Fusion. Mm-hmm. We know we've had others in the past. People ask me all the time, well, how do I find these sources? And I say, well, you're going to have to ask an expert. So I'm asking the expert, what's the best source for finding sources of wholesale companies?
Well, the easiest place to find anybody is where there's a whole bunch of the same type of people gathered together, and that's a trade show that I kind of made reference to earlier. And here's a couple of websites for your listeners to find trade shows, and they will not believe how many. There are trade shows for every little niche. There are trade shows for everything, and they're all over the country, even in little tiny places like Arkansas. So if they go to TSNN, that's Thomas Susan Nancy.com, TSNN.com. Thank you, head tip to Charlene Anderson for that. That is a catalog almost of all the trade shows in the U.S. and in China and other places. So you can go there and look up the niche that you'd like to specialize in, or you can look up your state and you can find trade shows that you can go to. A trade show is just a great big gathering place with all these wholesalers in one big building trying to sell you their product. So it's a perfect storm of finding wholesalers because they want to sell and you want to buy. There's one other website that's called the TradeShowNetwork.com that also has a trade show calendar. Those two resources should keep you busy for the next 6 months at least, finding wholesalers.
TradeShowNetwork.com. I went to the other one just a minute ago. I'm on this one. Oh, no. Is it the Trade Show Network?
Yes. Oh, it's
the Trade Show Network. Okay.
You know, it's just like if you go to Google and Google wholesalers, you can get into a lot of scam problems. So be careful looking at these trade shows. Make sure you're going to one of these two sources I gave you and make sure that you're finding the companies that are going to the shows. Because a scam company won't usually spend the money or the time to register with these shows. It'll protect you a little bit from getting someone who just hung out a shingle and they're calling themselves a wholesaler.
Okay, that's good. I just went to both of those places while you were talking.
Awesome.
So what if I can't or I don't want to travel?
Well, that's the best part. Just because you find these trade shows doesn't mean, I mean, you may be just beginning. And when I first started, I had, you know, a budget of $500. And I knew that that was enough to make a couple of wholesale orders. Because really, for those listening, a lot of these companies, their minimum opening order is as low as $150. $250 is a fairly high wholesale order. But if your budget is $500, you don't want to spend that airline ticket, okay? So the first thing you do is find a trade show that's interesting to you, and you register for that trade show. Registering for the trade show, most of them are free. There might be $15 or $20 there on a couple of them. You will get a listing of all the companies coming there, their exhibitor list, if you will, just by registering. Even if you can't make it to the trade show, you can still contact all of those exhibitors on that list. And what you do is just say, hi, my name is Kat Simpson. I have a retail business, and I wasn't able to make it to the recent Miami Mart trade show. I was wondering if you would still allow me to benefit from your show special.
Wait a minute.
Because a lot of these. Mm-hmm.
So I just identify myself as Kat Simpson?
Yeah, exactly. Tell them all your cats. They all know me, Griff, every single one of them.
Well, absolutely. I'm going to start just using... hey, I know my voice sounds like it's changed, but I am Kat Simpson. I am Kat Simpson. I am Kat Simpson.
Hello,
I'm Spartacus.
That cat. I love that.
I am Spartacus.
Let's practice. Hi, Kat Simpson here. Listen, I was... That's all you have to do.
It's a new movie. It's
coming
being,
out.
Being Kat Simpson. Kat Simpson, Kat Simpson,
no,
Kat Simpson.
I need that movie. That would be hilarious.
It's instead of being John Malkovich, right?
So you were saying that so it's after the fact, the trade show happened,
yeah.
You cannot go. So the trade show ends, you get in touch with the people, and yeah. What do you say to them?
You just say, I was not able to make the show. You don't even have to give them an excuse, you just tell them the truth, I wasn't able to make the show. You ask them, can you send me your catalog? Can you send me an application? Did you have any show specials? And what show specials is, sometimes at these shows, they'll offer a special to get you to start signing up. Like, they'll give you free shipping on your first order. Or, show special, your minimum order is only $50. Or, we're going to give you 20% off your first order. Just a coupon goodie thing, kind of, to get you started. So you always want to ask for that. Because you know me, Lee, I'm cheap. I want all the bargains I can get. But you really don't even have to make an excuse. You just contact them and say, I wasn't able to make this show, but I'd still like to talk to you about your products. Not one of them is going to turn you away because you weren't at the show, because the reason they went is to get more buyers. They want you to buy from them. They want to sell to you.
I like this.
This makes sense.
There's even a book.
I'm taking copious notes for my next career.
Hey, Griff, remember?
Well, here's another website.
We did a show once.
She's going to give another website.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
There's even a cheap book you can buy, Lee, that you can walk you through this. If you're nervous about calling him up and you don't want to pretend you're Cat Simpson and you're nervous, you can go to a website called tradeshownoshow.com. And there's a gentleman, a friend of Jim Cochran's, who wrote this little book. He used this method to build a $1 million business. He was going to all these trade shows, and then he got ill and couldn't go. I think the book is like $7 or $8. It's not very expensive. But if you're insecure about just calling them up on your own, buy the book, Trade Show, No Show, and it'll walk you through step by step. It'll even give you sample scripts of what to say to people.
Oh, I'm going to go buy it right now.
I'm excited.
Griff,
do you remember we did a remote at a big show many, yes. many years ago?
It was in Las Vegas.
Yes.
It was the ASD, DSN.
We did a gigantic remote there.
Yeah.
Broadcast.
Oh, yeah. ASD's awesome, Lee. That's probably where you were at the ASD show.
Yeah, yeah. That was it. Yeah.
They have that twice a year, by the way, in Las Vegas. They have it in August, and I forget when the other one is. But there's a lot of eBay sellers that meet up every year. In fact, the Internet Merchants Association has a meetup at ASD every year.
Well, it was fascinating. Booth after booth of wholesale items for sale. Another reason to get your wholesale license.
Oh, Kat.
Sales tax license is what it's called in some states.
Kat, you have so many tips.
Thank you.
So many good tips.
And she doesn't mind showing us her tips either.
And they are nope. really helpful tips.
Good.
They're not like those tips that are in your face and hollow and empty. These are good tips.
It hurts my heart when people are working so hard and not making money. It really does.
It does, me too.
And I just want to encourage them again. If you have a subscription to Terapeak, go to Terapeak and look up a category, anything, and see that there are a lot of people making a lot of money.
Kat, we love you. Thank you. The Cat's Boutique.
This segment is sponsored by Bubble Fast. Coming up next, Selling Superman. You're listening to eBay Radio.
Where is the Seller Information Center? I can't find the fee calculator.
Isn't there a downloadable PDF about that?
The eBay website is full of useful information if you know where to find it. You need eBay Radio's Seller Bookmarks. It's a list of essential links on eBay.com. Go to eBayRadio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookmarks under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookmarks. eBay links you didn't even know existed.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBayRadio to check us out. And check us out.
Selling on eBay is easier and more profitable when you do it by the book. The eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf presents a curated library of useful books for eBay sellers, complete with links to help you find them on eBay. In addition to essential business titles, you'll find eBay history, eBay fiction, and some eBay books that are just plain fun. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookshelf under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf. It's eBay by the book.
When eBay sellers wanted the largest possible box that would fit inside a USPS Priority Flat Rate Pattern envelope, Mark and Robin of Bubble Fast had that box created by their suppliers. It's called the Scotty Stuffer, and it's specifically designed to ship breakables like coffee mugs safely and securely. Try it and use the discount code Scotty for 5% off your entire order at BubbleFast.com. Bubble Fast has been listening to online sellers since 1999.